Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is stoichiometry with limiting reagents. Let's look at the following chemical equation. 2H2 plus O2 yields 2H2O. Hydrogen plus oxygen yields water. Well, according to theory, we see, according to this equation, two molecules of hydrogen react with one molecule of oxygen to form two molecules of water. It is a 2-to-1 ratio, and we can't change that. If by accident three molecules of hydrogen were present, it would not become H3O. Water would not suddenly change its molecular composition. So we would have water and with a little hydrogen left over. So what happens when materials get added in a ratio that is different than the given mole ratio from the balanced equation? Well, one gets used up completely and one is left over. Here is a non-chemistry example that might help. Let's say we were making bicycles, and in our inventory, we had 20 tires and 14 seats. Well, we know that a bicycle requires two tires, so according to the number of tires, we can make 10 bicycles. But a bicycle only has one seat to it, so with our 14 seats, we would be able to make 14 bicycles. So we have two different values here, and only one could be correct. Well, the limiting reagent, in this case it would be the tires, governs the reaction because it runs out first. We run out of tires before we ran out of seats. This is what we would call the limiting reagent. So let's go to our original problem. 2H2 plus O2 yields 2H2O. Now for this problem, we're going to say there's 16 grams of hydrogen and 20 grams of oxygen. So to solve this, we still have to do the mole ratios like a regular stoichiometry problem. We assume one is the limiting reagent. Don't worry about choosing the proper one just by looking at it. We're going to show you that it doesn't matter which one you choose, you could still get the right answer. Now, it's very tempting to just look at the amounts and say, well, there's less hydrogen, only 16 grams, and more oxygen, 20 grams, so oxygen must be in excess, and the hydrogen must be the limiting reagent. But you can't do that. Quite often that will get you an incorrect answer, and the reason is, it's not grams that we are comparing. We have to have moles. We need these moles. So it's a combination of how many moles there are, and the mole ratio that's going to change amounts as well. So let's do our first mole proportion. We always put the givens on the left-hand side, so we would have 2 moles of hydrogen over 1 mole of oxygen equals 8 moles of hydrogen over X. How did we get the 8? Well, there's 16 grams of hydrogen. We divide by 2 because the formula weight of H2 is 2, and that gives us our 8 moles. Well, we cross-multiply that, and we get 4 moles of oxygen. So we need to remember that number for future reference here. Let's say we didn't choose the hydrogen in our mole proportion. We chose the oxygen. Let's see what that would look like. 2 moles of hydrogen over 1 mole of oxygen equals X over 0.625 moles of oxygen. How did we get the 0.625? We took the 20 grams of oxygen divided by 32, the formula weight for O2, and that got us 0.625. Well, when we look at that first proportion and it said we made 4 moles of oxygen, or we needed 4 moles of oxygen, let's compare that to how much we were given initially. We were only given 0.625 moles of oxygen. So if we need 4 moles, we don't have enough. We are limited in the amount of oxygen that we have. And so the oxygen, according to this calculation, is the limiting reagent. Let's see what it would look like if we chose the other proportion. For that, when we cross-multiplied, we have 1.25 moles of hydrogen. Let's compare that to the amount given initially. We were given 8 moles initially. We only needed 1.25. We have a lot left over of hydrogen. So hydrogen being left over is in excess. Sometimes that's abbreviated INXS. Limiting reagent is often abbreviated LR. So here we see that it doesn't matter which one we chose. We came to the conclusion that the hydrogen is in excess and the oxygen is the limiting reagent. They both can't be limiting reagents, and they both can't be in excess. So once we have one, we sort of have the other. Now it works like a regular stoichiometry problem using the limiting reagent, which is the oxygen. So the mole proportion that we want to solve with would be the 2 moles of hydrogen over 1 mole of oxygen equals 1.25 moles of hydrogen over 0.625 moles of oxygen. We have enough hydrogen. We use up all the oxygen. The limiting reagent governs the reaction. If we were required to say which one is in excess, we would, of course, say the hydrogen, but we might also be asked how much. Well, to get how much, we see how much we started with. That was 8 moles. We see how much we had to use, that was 1.25 moles. So we would get 6.75 moles of hydrogen is in excess. Now those two amounts were given in moles. Naturally, the problem can ask us to convert to grams. So the 1.25 moles, that would be 2.5 grams. And you could do a similar calculation for the amount left over. You are often asked for that, the amount left over. Just like regular stoichiometry, this problem here we did with reactant to reactant. But it's quite all right to do that and then be asked how much product would be made. Well, once we know the limiting reagent, it works like a regular stoichiometry problem. We simply use the limiting reagent in there. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of stoichiometry with limiting reagents. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.